of opportunity. InGen. Dodgson quickly reviewed the background. InGen's startup in 1983 with Japanese investors, the purchase of 3 Cray XMP supercomputers, the purchase of Isla Nublar in Costa Rica, the stockpiling of amber, the unusual donations to zoos around the world, from the New York Zoological Society to the Ranthapur Wildlife Park in India. "Despite all these clues," Dodgson said, "we still had no idea where InGen might be going. The company seemed obviously focused on animals, and they had hired researchers with an interest in the past, paleobiologists, DNA phylogeneticists, and so on. Then in 1987, InGen bought an obscure company called Millipore Plastic Products in Nashville, Tennessee. This was an agribusiness company that had recently patented a new plastic with the characteristics of an avian eggshell. This plastic could be shaped into an egg and used to grow chick embryos. Starting the following year, InGen took the entire output of this Millipore plastic for its own use."
"Dr. Dodgson, this is all very interesting."
"At the same time," Dodgson continued, "construction was begun on Isla Nublar. This involved massive earthworks, including a shallow lake 2 miles long in the center of the island. Plans for resort facilities were let out with a high degree of confidentiality. But it appears that InGen has built a private zoo of large dimensions on the island." One of the directors leaned forward and said, "Dr. Dodgson, so what?"
"It's not an ordinary zoo," Dodgson said. "This zoo is unique in the world. It seems that InGen has done something quite extraordinary. They have managed to clone extinct animals from the past."
"What animals?"
"Animals that hatch from eggs, and that require a lot of room in a zoo."
"What animals?"
"Dinosaurs," Dodgson said. "They are cloning dinosaurs."
The consternation that followed was entirely misplaced in Dodgson's view. The trouble with money men was that they didn't keep up. They had invested in a field, but they didn't know what was possible. In fact, there had been discussion of cloning dinosaurs in the technical literature as far back as 1982. With each passing year, the manipulation of DNA had grown easier. Genetic material had already been extracted from Egyptian mummies, and from the hide of a quagga, a zebra-like African animal that had become extinct in the 1880s. By 1985, it seemed possible that quagga DNA might be reconstituted and a new animal grown. If so, it would be the first creature brought back from extinction solely by reconstruction of its DNA. If that was possible, what else was also possible? The mastodon? The saber-toothed tiger? The dodo? Or even a dinosaur? Of course, no dinosaur DNA was known to exist anywhere in the world, but by grinding up large quantities of dinosaur bones, it might be possible to extract fragments of DNA. Formerly, it was thought that fossilization eliminated all DNA. Now, that was recognized as untrue. If enough DNA fragments were recovered, it might be possible to clone a living animal. Back in 1982, the technical problems had seemed daunting, but there was no theoretical barrier. It was merely difficult, expensive, and unlikely to work. Yet it was certainly possible, if anyone cared to try. InGen had apparently decided to try.
"What they have done," Dodgson said,